Okay, I think when we left off, I had, we were leaving it as a chov on me for now, to be ma'ayin in the Tzora Sota Islandes, Matsu Gushasim Ma'ayines, which I will pay back when we get to Daf Yud Aleph. And now we're ready to actually get into the beginning of the Gemara's substantive analysis of our mission, and the Menahani Mili. Menahani Mili at the end of the eighth line or so. The Tanar Rabban, Isha Lachosha Lisikach Litzror, Legalo Servasa Aleha Bechayeha Aleha Matam Lomer, Fishinema Yavama Yavo Aleha. Shomeani Afil Ba'achim Kolorais Ramurs Vatara Kosum Adabir. Right, that line, of course, is going to keep us busy for the next 5 watt. Which is, why is there a havamina that you would be allowed to yibam even with one of the arayas somewhere in the Torah? Since when is asay, why is there a havamina that asay would be docha losase? Or at least, that'll give us busy for 1 blot. Since when is there, or two? Since when is there a havamina that asay is docha losase, yesh bakaris, will keep us busy for another 3. But before we get into that, taka, let's say we have the havamina that yibam is docha arayos. Never come aleha, never halan aleha. Malahan bakam mitzvah, come bakam mitzvah. The Gezerah Shavah teaches us that Ishala chosol l'sikach l'tzvor l'galos avasa aleha b'chayeh. Is talking about makam yibam. If your sister-in-law is also your sister-in-law, malahan bakam mitzvah, come bakam mitzvah. We're like one of those sikach, and it's still aser ve'ein li'elahi saras aminayin. That teaches you that erva is aser. How about saras erva? Talmud lomar l'tzvor, which includes sarah. Again, that's not Pshuta Shomaker, that's the Drash, right? Pshuta Shomaker is talking about can't marry two sisters and make them tsaras to each other. But the Torah says you can't marry two sisters. You don't need to add, you know, words of, you know, Musri condemnation as to exactly, you know, why it's not a good idea. So therefore, it's for the Drash of tsaras erva. Now, here it gets a little controversial in terms of the gear. So, ve'ein li ela tsarasa. Tsaras, tsarasa minayin. Tamad lomer litzror velo latzur. Right? The double resh. Teach you even Torah Sarasa. Here we get into a bit of a mess in terms of the Girsa. We recall this was dealt with by the Gra here and was the Tosos. So was it, maybe the second Tosos in our Maseches? Yeah, and the second Tosos in our Maseches, sort of the latter half of that Tosos, as a stira between here and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, because here we have a Brisa. This is a very basic Brisa, which is explaining the Yesod of everything that's going on here. At least the sheet of the Chacham. We'll see. Much later on, Dafkes, Rebbe has a different idea. But it says we darshan Tzara Sarasa from Litzror. The Gemara, though, on Daf Yud Gimel and Aleph, when it gets to the part of Tzara Sarasa in the Mishnah, says Menahani Mili, and Amar Rebbe Yehuda says Litzror, which is Marben many Tzaros, because it says the word Litzror with many Rashes. And Rav Ashi says, no, it's a Svarhi Tzara my Thomas Yud Mokam Ervakaim a Tzara Sarana Mokam Ervakaimi. Rav Ashi says, no, it's a svara. After all, the tsar is a problem because she's a tsar of an erva. Well, now the tsar is also an erva, so the tsar is a problem because the tsar of an erva. Okay, but even before you get the answers, why is Gemara asking, you know, Nimili needs to have machlokas amoraim when it's already a mefurish brisa on daf gimel amud beis? You know, why didn't they bring in the brisa there? It shouldn't be that there's a Mefurish Brisa and Gimel and Beis, and then all of a sudden they ask Menahani Mili and a Machlokas Amorai. One Amora sounds like he matches the Brisa, let's roar. But since when? You have the Machlokas Amorai and Menahani Mili, one matches the Brisa, one doesn't, if it's a Mefurish Brisa. So, the two ways of solving, what are the two ways of solving this technical problem?
What is the line here?
That is the what the Gra says, and he doesn't make it up here. It's not like he's a diok. Mefurish, you look at the Chazir Ramban, it says straight out often, this is the wrong gear. So because it's discussed, it's a Menahani Mili, Machlokes Amoraim, Daf Yud Gimel. So how could it be a Mefurish Brisa? Must be that it's Sofrim accidentally stuck, who sheet did it, Rabbi Yehuda? There's some Sofrim accidentally stuck Rabbi Yehuda Shita into the, in the middle of the Brisa. Mandaf Gimel and Beis, and it accidentally entered the Girsa. But really, it's the wrong Girsa. It's also Mefurish Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yashar says the exact same thing. So that's one answer. Just erase the Girsa here. The other answer is Tosvos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. He has Taka a very, very nice, answer to this question, right? Tosfos, on the face of mouth, of course, this is Tosfos L'shitase, if you recall, his whole sheet there was that just because you know Saras Sarasa doesn't know you mean Atzofa Olam. So Tosfos says, no, if you're Merdaik in the Sugyas, our Gemara says Saras Sarasa Minayin. And the Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel and Aleph, well, doesn't just say Menachem Mili in a general sense, but in the answer says something about Soros Harbe. Says Soros Harbe. Rabbi Ashi's Lashon is ambiguous, but use the Lashon Soros Harbe. So, Tosfos Daf Beis Amalek gives a second answer, say no problem. Gimel and Beis is discussing Soros Sarasa, and that is a Mefurish Brice, and that everyone knew. When they got to Gimel and Aleph, they asked, but how do we know Soros Soros Sarasa and Soros 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 Sarasa and Adsof Olam? And there it's Machlokes where Yehuda says, the two Reishes are not a Remez of two, they're a Remez of Harbe. And Rav Ashi said, no, the two Reishes are only Remez of two, but Misvara, we can extend that to he makes up a Svara to extend it to Harbe. So those are the two ways of answering this technical Stira. Rashi is a little tricky, because Rashi sounds like he has the Girsa here, and sounds like here it's talking about Ad Sofa Olam, because Rashi, Rashi sounds like he has the Girsa here, because it says Let's Roar Tzoros Harbe Mashum Yiloch Lesiv Latzur, right? So it says sounds like he has the Girsa that Let's Roar is a drush of Tzoros Harbe, and in the beginning, Rashi says Menani Mila De Erva Vitzorasa Vitzoros Tzoros Liolam Turo. So it sounds like Rashi here does have the Girsa. I think it's talking about Tzora Tzoros Tzoros Liolam. And Rashi in Gimel and Aleph says Menani Mili Desar Sarasa Ptura. So Rashi clearly is not going to give Tosfos' answer, because in your Gimel and Aleph he says dealing with Sar Sarasa, not only Sofa Olam. And over here he throws in Sofa Olam, not only Sar Sarasa. So Rashi's not going to give Tosfos' answer, and Rashi doesn't sound like he can give the Ramban and the Sefer Yashar's answer, because Rashi right here says Let's Swear Tzoros Harbe Mashma. And Rashi in the beginning says we're talking about Erevat Sarasa and Sar Sarasa, not Sofa Olam. Right? Menahan Mili. Erevat Sarasa, Sar Sarasa, the Olam, Peturas. So Rashi really sounds like you're stuck. Pashas and Rashi, you're really stuck. And I don't have a good answer. But Baruch Hashem, I'm not the only one who didn't have a good answer. The Gra also didn't have a good answer. So the Gra says, what can you do? We have to stick Rashi on the Ramban Sefer Yashar. Side of things and say he didn't have the Girsa here. Why did he write Litzror means two Rashis for Tzoros Harbe? He was just telling us, foreshadowing what we're going to learn in Daf Yud Gimel. He didn't have the Girsa here. He was sticking Daf Yud Gimel to here as a Peirush, but not that he had the Girsa. It's a little dachuk, especially since Rashi starts out with Menahan Mili, the Erva Vitzarasa Vitzarasa Ad Ha'olam. But the Rabbi would have to say, no, all the Rashi here that talk about Tzarasa Sofa Olam, it's not because he had the Girsa here. It's because he knew that we'd lose patience from Gimel to Yud Gimel, right? He knew that someday in yeshivas it would take them a whole year to get from Gimel to Yud Gimel, and he didn't want people to be stuck. So that's one of the many proofs that Rashi had Ruach HaKodesh. So therefore, he stuck in Yud Gimel in the Peirush here just to like tell you what's going to happen later. But it doesn't mean he had this Girsa. It's a little dull because usually he says, as we're going to say, Lekaman, but the truth is that the gross pshat and Rashi is dachuk, but I can't do any, not surprisingly, I can't do any better, okay? If anyone discovers a better pshat for Rashi, then that would be very, very nice, but so far, I can't do better than the gra. Okay. Continuing then, the Gemara says, the ainli ala achos isha, we only know that achos isha, is that even not toch achos isha. How do we know the other arayas is also usher? Remember the whole Rabbi Yochanan about the word she'erva. Of course, she'erva chayavon zonah kares al shigasachatos asur liyavam. Beinli elohein tzar same inayim. Meaning, how do you know the source of other arayos? Amar ma'achuz yishem yuchedes she'erva chayavon zonah kares al shigasachatos asur liyavam tzarasa asura. Of course, for this binyan av she'erva chayavon zonah kares al shigasachatos asur liyavam tzarasa asura. You might think that only one of the 15. Remember the difference between the 15 and the 6. Without getting to the fact that one of the 6 is the machlokes of the chachamim, but the 15 are arayos of me, who my brother could have married, Therefore, there could be a case of Erev Tzaras Makom Yivam. The six are a rayus of me that my brother, meaning my paternal brother, could not have married. And therefore, there's no inyan of Isser Tzaras because my brother couldn't have married her in the first place, such as my father's wife. My brother couldn't have married in the first place. So it never comes up. So, but the Gemara is a hav mina here. Maybe, what's the Havmina? Rashi makes it clear, but it's pushed down there. The Havmina is maybe even if they're married to a stranger, Tzoras Erva should be also, right? Maybe Havmina that if, I don't know, my father's wife and another girl married you, then all of a sudden the other girl will be also me forever. Or if my daughter and another girl married him, the other girl will be also me forever. So the Gemara says, no problem. Right, just like Achos Isha, someone who could be married to my brother and could have a makom mitzvah, yibam, and that's the case with Zasar. Likewise, only the makom, when they're married to my brother, is an inyan of yibam, is the tzara. Asar she'ein tzara only ach, right? The Isar of tzara only applies they were married to my brother. And he died without kids and had an inyan of yibam, where I would have had a havmina, I could marry them. Azhara shamanu, onesh minayin, so we know the azhara. But how do we know the onesh? Amar kra ki kal, the azhara is, isha lachos al lo sikach, that's a lashon azhara. How do we know the onesh? Because it says, isha lachos al lo sikach is part of the parsha of Arayos. And it says at the end of the parsha of Arayos, it says, ki kol ashe yaseh mikol to evosa ha'elu, v'nechrisu anfash ta'asos mi kerev amam. Right, that kikola shiyasim kol tovos ha'ela v'nichzu anafash osim keramam that you have kares for all of the things, including what we just mentioned. Rashi comments onesh minayim yibim erev tzarasa. How do you get an onesh? Because the parsha of Arayos. Here we have something that is a little tricky in terms of onesh minayim. That's what the Prima Gadim here deals with. But before we get to the Prima Gadim, right, on the bottom of the page here, I have the Parsha Yosef. You should know, in the back of the Gemaras, I know in the old-fashioned Gemaras, from when I was a kid, it was like the last of those small Achronim who get half a page in the back. Nowadays, you put it all into a Yalkut Mepharshim or something. But there's some Parsha Yosef in the back of the Gemara. That has nothing to do with this Parsha Yosef. That's a much shorter Parsha Yosef. The whole Masechta Yevamos takes a page. And it's by someone else. Who is, big gadol, but just not famous nowadays. This is the Parsha Yosef, which is a separate sefer by someone who's very famous nowadays and probably will remain so, at Bias Goel Tzedek. And then some, which is the Prima Gadim, his name is Yosef. Everyone's stomach this week, we understand, why his name was Yosef. You call him Sefer the Prima Gadim. But everyone's familiar with the Sefer Rosh Yosef, which is his Chiddush HaMashas on many Masechtas, in the Moed and in Chulin. But in Yevamos and Ksubas, for some reason he published in a different name called the Poros Yosef, and that is here. And what he's wondering about is what's the Hav mean of here of Azhara Shamanu Onesh Minolan? What's the Hav mina that you shouldn't get an Onesh? After all, seems pretty pushy. You should get an onesh. Why? What's the case here? Someone's brother died without kids. Right? So the brother died without kids and left him a wife or two wives, one of which was an erva, one of which was a tzaras erva. So, it overrides yibam. So, is it obvious that I should get an onesh if I do the yibam or not? Let's say there's a woman who is totally mufka, totally putter from yibam, and I'm yabim her anyway. Is it obvious that I would get an onesh? That I would be chayv karis? What would you think? Why is it obvious I'd be chayv karis? Eishas ach shalav makom mitzvah, right? Once there's no mitzvah of yibam, eishas ach, it should be obvious that I'm chayv karis. Lechora, right? Isn't it obvious I'm chayv karis? Not to mention the fact that for the erva herself, it should be obvious I'm chayv two karises. right? One, because she's an erevah, and also she's a shach shalom makom mitzvah. Although then you get into enes ochal nisr, so it could be an technically. I would be chayiv one karis for two, but it's certainly, that's the sugya later on, that, you know, we might, you know, not get into the main sugya later on in the early lamids. But what will be touched on a little later in our parak. So what's the havim? You know, what do we onish minayin? What's the havim not to get an onish? Anyone? What's the havim not to get an onish?
It's not only erva, it's only sarah.
But it's a shalachol makom mitzvah, no?
That's only erva himself. Sarah.
Sarah's. Hold it. Did the tzara have a mitzvah of yibam?
No, no. But you might think this. It's also, but there's no onish.
But why? If there's no mitzvah of Yibam, she's my Ishazach. So I think there are two ways of understanding this line in the Gemara. One is based on Rashi. I don't mean based on Rashi. I just mean based on the fact that Rashi doesn't say what the Prima Gunna wanted to say. The Rav explains, I think, in the Shur, but I think this is Pashup Shat. This has to do with, if I know... whole year has gone by, but I think what we discussed in the very last year, a week ago, not too sure, I think it was last year, not too sure ago, that what do we have a whole chakira in terms of Eishas Ach, why you're allowed to do even though it's Eishas Ach. Maybe it's the Chuya, or maybe it's Hutra for the mitzvah, or maybe it's Hutra b'nefila, you know, as long as there's a nefila. So what could you say is the havamina of onish minayin? Onish minayin. What is the havamina? The havamina is that eishazach mokum yibam is what?
Hutra.
Even shalom b'makom mitzvah. That it's hutra. Even where there's no nefilah, right? That's not mean. The havmin is that it's hutra even when there's no nefilah, right? It might, as long as the brother died without kids, taka, there's no nefilah, at least not in any practical sense, right? Because you don't have to do even to the erva, you don't have to do chalitza to the erva, kol sheino yimeno chalitza. I mean, if you want to assume that that's true in this stage of the shakavatari as well. But nonetheless, there was a nefilah, so you might say, and this is what the Rav explained to Das Rashi, that Eishas Ach is Hutra Binefila even if it's Aser to do Yivam, since theoretically there was a Mitzvah Yivam. After all, it's not as if the guy's brother died with kids. If the brother died with kids, then there's no inyan about kama shem achiv in the first place. The shem achiv is chayim akayim. So of course it's karis of eishas ach. Right? That's poshut. Even if, I would go so far as to say, even if the brother died, his wife was an ayunis, or, you know, was a the guy was a sris or whatever. You know, there's no inyan about kama shem. If there's no inyan about kama shem, then lachor it's poshut, there's no heter eishas ach. But over here, the brother died, and Taka, there is a need for Hakama shame. There is a theoretical need for Yibam. The brother died, he doesn't have a shame, someone needs to make him a shame. So the only problem is that the Isra Arayas overrides it, because it's a special drusha. But you would have had a Havamina that, so, Onesh Minayin, according to one pshat, so it means Onesh Kares Shel Eishes Ach. Minayin, Talmud Lomar, Vichuli. You would have had Avmi Eishadach is so hutra benefila that even when there's no practical nefila, but there was a theoretical nefila, that's enough to be matur Eishadach. Kamash Lundo, don't go that far. It's not hutra by like a theoretical nefila. Has to have at least a practical nefila, if not a mitzvah. Right? Rashi would say a mitzvah. That's one way of reading it. That's how the Rav explains the Das Rashi. However, maybe there's another way of reading it. Maybe there's another way of reading it as well. And that's what the Poros Yosef, the Prima Gunna, says. Right in the end, you have to know how to read the Lashon Rachron. He says, Lule Divri Rashi Zal Haisi Omer. right? That doesn't mean that in the end he thinks it's not a good pshat because of Divrei Rashi's out. That means that as a mark of covet for Rashi, he says, Lule Divrei Rashi would have said, meaning he really thinks this is pshat, but he wants to write in a way that's respectful to Rashi. That's the derech of many, many achronim, that whenever they write their own pshat and argue on Rishonim and they don't have another Rishon on their side, they say, Lule de Mistafina. But they don't really mean Lule de Mistafina. They mean that, you know, they just want to show covet to the Rishonim. And I think in the end, Efter, we can prove that the Prima Gunn does have Rishonim on his side. So then maybe he wouldn't even have to be so Mistafina. I don't know if he had these books at home. But maybe he wouldn't even have to be so Mistafina. But what does the Paris Yosef say? It's not talking about, right, the Kares of Eishes Ach, but what? What's the other option? Doesn't mean how do you know you get Kares for Eishes Ach? Talmud Lomar Ki Kol She Yaseh. Not Pashit yet Kares for Eishes Ach. It's Eishes Ach Kol Baga Mitzvah. What's the finish? Exactly. One second. Let me just fix up. This would be Rashi. I'll show you why it's Rashi in a second. Shal Eishes Ach Be Erva Vitzarasa. How did the Paris Yosef read it? He says, no, what it means is Onesh Karves Shel Eishes Ach. That's Pshita. Onesh Karves Shel Achos Isha. Minayin. How do we know you get Karves for Achos Isha? Now hold on a second. What do you mean? My brother is married to my Achos Isha. So if I'm a Yadmer, how do I know I get cursed for Achos Isha? Well, obviously I get cursed for Achos Isha. She's my Achos Isha, no? What's the Havlin? I wouldn't get cursed for Achos Isha. She's my Achos Isha. So what do you have to add? Which is why Rashi doesn't hold like the Prima Gadim? But there is no whole history here. So what does the Prima Gadim say? He says, look, what if we have a Havmina, there's no Onesh? He doesn't think there's a Havmina that has no Onesh for Eishes Ach. No. He says the Havmina, there's no Onesh, als Achos Isha. But my own Achos Isha, how could there be a Havmina, there's no Onesh? Right? Once it's in the Azhar, of course it's in the Onesh. So what does he have to say? No. It's Tzara. How do we know Onesh may? How do we know that for the Tzara I'm Chayiv Kores for Achos Isha? That's Haka, a good Hav. In other words, such a good Hav, I mean, I think many Rishonim would say that's actually the Din. Right? How do we know? That's how the Prima Gadim reads. And that's why he can't be Rashi. Because Rashi is Erva Bit Sarasa. And according to the Prima Gadim reads, that it's only dealing with Sarasa. Right? If you look at Rishonim Shurim, he wants to be Medayin. He didn't have, I mean, he didn't read the Paras Yosef, but he thought of the idea. He wants to be Medayin. But he holds the Paras Yosef. Okay. If you read it, you want to come back to me, and I'll tell you why I'm not convinced that that's the right shot in the Iri. You can come to me. But the Paras Yosef definitely says it. He says, what's the Havamina? The Havamina is, if I marry my Achos Isha, I should get Karis for Achos Isha. But if I marry Tsaras Achos Isha, I shouldn't get any Karis for Achos Isha. After all, she's not my Achos Isha. If I marry Tsaras Bito, I shouldn't get Karis for Bito. She's not my Bas. Kamashlan Kikol Asher Yaseh is going even on Litzror. Even the Tzara is Bechlav Kikol Asher Yaseh Mikol Tavavosa Eilu V'Nichrasu. Tzara is also Chayiv Kares. Not to do with Eishes Ach Shalom Bokim Mitzvah. Tzara is Chayiv Kares because Tzara's Achos Isha is part of Achos Isha. And Tzara's Abbas is part of Bas. And Tzara's, Achos Imo is part of Achos Imo. And V'chulei. That's how the, what's the Havamina? The Havamina is that is not Chayiv Kares for Achos Isha because she's not Achos Isha. That's pretty reasonable, right? That's a pretty good Havamina. The Kamashvalon is the Chiddush. Kamashvalon that there is an independent Chiyuv Kares for Tzaras Erva just like Erva herself. So if I end up being miyavin tzaras Erva, besides the fact that I've been miyavin eshes achshel makom mitzvah, she is now on chayiv karis because she is an Erva to me. She is tzaras achos isha. Tzaras achos isha is on the list of our rayos and included in kol asher yatzim and kol toivos. Ha'ela, Taka the Maskana, he says, if I'm miyavin Erva, I get two chattasis. One, because she's eshes achshel makom mitzvah. Two, because she's achos isha. And if miyavin tzara, I get two chattasis. One is Eish Ashlov Mokha Mitzvah, and two is Tzoras Achos Isha. And this is a big Kiddush of the Prima Gadim, but it's a nice shot in the Gemara. Onish Minayin, how do we know that Tzara gets her own Karis, that there's a Karis for Tzara in and of herself, that Tzara is an Erva? Mashmal, Ti Kol Sher Yaseh, says Litzvar, says Kol Sher Yaseh, anyone who marries a Tzara is Chayiv Karis, for marrying a Tzara, Tzara is its own Chayiv Karis, because Tzara's Erva becomes like an Erva. No, the Gemara is learning out from Litzvar. It says Litzvar, and then it says Kikol Asher Yaseh. It shows that anyone who marries a Tzara is Chayiv Karis for Tzara's Erva. Now, of course, in the end, we learned from the Binyan Av that Tzara's Erva is only also if they were married to your brother, not if they were married to a stranger. But Tzara's Erva, when they were married to your brother, is Chayiv Karis. This is, here we're going to do a little Chazara. We're just going to expand our horizons a little. This is the Chakira that we dealt with, I think, maybe in the first year of the year. If I'm recalling correctly, which is, what's the nature of the Isser of Tzaras Erva, right? What is the Isser of Tzaras Erva? And we said there were two possible ways of understanding the Isser of Tzaras Erva. The Havamina, right? The Isser of Tzaras Erva. Is the Isser of Tzaras Erva not a new Isser, just Pater Ptura Miyibum, and once she's Ptura Miyibum, what Isser applies to her, of course? What? Eishes Ach Shlob Makom Mitzvah, and thus Eishes Ach Shalom B'Makom Mitzvah. Or, right, this is what a number of Rishonim said, right? I wrote them all here, right? Everyone I wrote here in this line says the same thing, right? What does Rashi say here? Generally, a tzarev ever married to a stranger, of course, can't be an iser. There's no iser eishasach. The only reason tzarev erev is aser is because it's eishasach shlo mako mitzah. There's no eishasach. No hav mina aser. That's what Rashi says. That is what Tosos Rush says. Oh, isn't it in the back of these fancy ones? Right here? Maybe not all the fancy ones. It's in this. Tosfos Rush, right? Gimel Amud Beis. Says, Ein Tzar El Me'ach, the fruit she costs lo tema hol makom mitzvah o seret sarash lo makom mitzvah kol shkeng. Helka, kamer ein tzara lemiach, lomer ein ha'erva useres ha'tzara. Erva doesn't make an iser on the tzara. That's ridiculous. No iser on the tzara. Ela potartum and achlitum and ayibam. Shenetsu ala achim and meila kaim aleba iser eishasach. Right? There's no iser on the tzara. Ein ha'erva useres saras, it says Tosfos Rush, just more clearly even than Rashi. Ela potarta. Right? This is Rashi. The Tosfos Rush, the Muki Yosef here says the same thing. I mean, in general, the Derech Muki Yosef is to repeat everything Rashi says, unless he wants to go into something about Richos, in which case he starts his own conversation. It's actually a bit of a dion whether the Muki Yosef, you can actually bring like steers the Muki Yosef between the parts where he repeats Rashi and the parts where he like gets into his own Iyunim, you know, between the Iyun, the Tosfos part of the Muki Yosef and the Rashi part of the Muki Yosef, the Tosfos part being his own thoughts more, like in his analysis of the early Rishonim. And the Rashi part is just being copy of Rashi. But in any case, here the Muki Yosef copy of Rashi, so all else being equal, we'll include him here. The Rashba says the same thing here. Right? And also, on Daf Gimel and Aleph, Rashi and Tosfos and Rashi Kevan seem to say that. Right? That, oh, it's only Asher Makom Mitzvah. Why? Rashi says, because you're Pater Mizikas Yibam and it's Eish Azach, Shalom Makom Mitzvah. Right? And that's what Tosfos also says. The Hashta. But Makom Mitzvah also should be Memeila Koi Be'isser Eishasach. It's not an Isser. It's just just a p'tur. And then memeila iser eishes ach. Okay, I'm sure you can add more people to the list, but that definitely seems to be a mainstream shot. That ein ha'erva useret sarasa. It's just a p'tur, and then memeila it's eishes ach without yibum.
What is it? But since theoretically mitzvah dibum over there, what's it up here? Since theoretically mitzvah dibum.
Since theoretically was a mitzvah dibum.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, excuse my Korean. Or I should say Chinese. That'll put me, in the forefront of the global economy. So excuse my Chinese. Again, that's clearly the mainstream Pashup Shot way in the Rishon to understand there is no Isser of Tsaris Erva. It's just that Mele Pashup Yibam, once you're Pashup Yibam, you're Eshtach Le Yibam. However, there is a second way of understanding also, which is, right, that is clearly the Boris Yosef's way. Which is that, no, that the erva creates a new iser erva on the tzara. Achos isha is an erva in another self. Tzara's achos isha is an erva in another self. Ah, ain't tzara el meyach? Yeah, only if it's a significant tzara from an ach, where it actually affects you that she's a tzara, and actually is no gea to you that she's a tzara. Then there's a new Isser Erva on the Tzara. The Griz seem to hold this pretty clearly. As Rayas are, if you look at all the Rayas of the Griz in that piece in Hilchos Mechalitza, which we'll be able to come back to later on towards the end of the Perek, I'm not convinced that they really prove what he's, as much as he's saying out to prove, but if you look at the Griz, he definitely has a Lashon like that. I can even read you. Again, the Griz is very involved and obviously trying to explain a number of phenomena interesting in Tosos, not the Rambam, which we will have to come back to. But he has a line like he that says, "Mishum denira di yisoda din saras erva ain't rak din p'tur bilvad the erva poteras atzva v'yasaras v'nachlitzim neyibon." Right, the opposite of Tosos Rashi. Rak yisoda v'gadino din answer da erva oseres lahatzara b'makom mitzvah umashvil le erva dachvasa. Right. Exactly, it's not that the erva is osera sarasa, it's just a p'tur. He says, it's not that it's just a p'tur. The erva is osera sarasa, and makes her an erva also. So the Griz and the Paras Yosef clearly hold, like this side of the Chakira, and it's clear, just let's chazer what we knew, what we mentioned earlier. It's clear that this side of the Chakira is at least in the Gemara as a Havamina. Which Havamina is this? This is clearly the Havamina of exactly Yochel Sheisha Moros Arayis Kamoros Me'ela, right? The Havamina that Suras Erva Shalom Makmetsu should be also. The Havamina is that if my Achos Isha and another girl were married to you, then the other girl would become Asher to me. Has nothing to do with Makmetsu and Yibam per Yibam. That's just that the Erva infects the Tsar and makes the Tsar an Erva also, right? That the Erva is an infectious disease. And it affects the Tzara also. So clearly the Havamina is like the side of the Chakira. As a matter of fact, I don't know if I pointed this out yet, but most good Chakiras, where do you get good Chakiras? Bad Chakiras, I think the way you get them is you like read Rebbe Chanan's or etc. and like see the words you use and then like say those words about other sukkahs. That's where you get bad Chakiras. And you don't even have to know what you mean. But where do you get good Chakiras? So good Chakiras usually come from reading the Gemara well. What does it mean reading the Gemara well? You have a Havamina in the Gemara. Yachol Sheisha Marus Kamur Arayis Kamur Shme'ela. Maybe Erva should be Oser her Tzara having nothing to do with Yibam and Eishas Ach. Just Erva should Oser the Tzara. Nothing to do with Yibam. Nothing to do with brotherhood and dying without kids. So that's clearly the Havamina that Erva infects the Tzara and makes the Tzara an Erva. Kamashwa not. And most 90% of good Chakiras come out of a Chakira. And what's the Kamashwalan? Kamashlan, and the Chakir is always the same. Kamashlan, no, we totally reject this train of thought and throw it in the garbage and have a totally different perspective. Or Kamashlan, we're basically right, we just have to add a detail. And that's the Chakira. Havamina erva auseris sarasa. Like the Lashon of the Griz. What's the Kamashlan? So the This is what Rashi tells Rashi, because and Rashi are actually meaning the farish. The line they're commenting on is the Kamashlan. Kamashlan, no, throw that line of thought in the garbage. It has nothing with Erev infecting the Tzara. It's just a Pergibah. But the other way of reading is, no, Kamashlan, you're attacker right that the Erev infects the Tzara and makes her an Erva. But the Erva only infects the Tzara if it's Me'ach, because it's only considered a significant Tzara if it's from an Ach. It's not a significant Tzara if it's from a stranger. And that is, this is clearly, the Havamina of Yachol Sheish Arayos, etc. The question is, in the Kamashlan, do we utterly reject the Havamina? Or do we keep the Havamina and we just add a T'nai? And the T'nai is, has to be Tzara Me'ach.
Why you would ever need a source. But if we're going to go like the Prima Galli and say literally that the din sorry is mamish like Achos Hashem, so don't you still have the same problem? Meaning, why would you ever need a source?
Okay, so, maybe hold that thought, but the answer is that, you might have had at least a Havamina, that even though she becomes an Erva, even though she gets assured with the Isser of Erva, but she's still not in the Binyan Av to make an Erva herself. She's still not in the Binyan Av to make an Erva herself, because...
meaning, wouldn't it still just be the same basic halacha of Tzara's Erva? She is an Erva.
Right, so you have to say the Havmi, that even though she becomes an Erva, she doesn't become a full Erva in all sense of the word. She only becomes maybe the Isser Erva, maybe she's an Isser of Erva, but not, I wouldn't say not a Choloshim Erva, but that she's a lower level Erva. It's not an exact equation, at least in the Havamina, but it's down one step. Which I think is reasonable, even though I haven't specified properly what it is. More, did you want to say? Okay, so now let us take this Hakira and just repeat what we said before. When I say nafkamina is the Hakira, I mean more along the lines of in Shakuvataria, this would affect the way you interpret Onesh Minayim, which Onesh, right? So, the Poros Yosef says, right? This isn't Lashitas, this is where he says Lashita. But the Poros Yosef says it means Onesh of Achos Isha on the Tzara. Right? That's a Onesh Minayim is saying, Tang, now we have this chiddush. The Erva makes a new chalos isra on the tzara. Besides the Indian of Yibam, the new chalos isra on the tzara. How do we know that isra is karis and not just alav? Kamashlan ki kol asher yaseh. Well, Rashi would say, what are you talking about? There is no new isra on the tzara, right? There's just a pure Yibam. And if there's just a pure Yibam, there's only Ishas Ach. So that's why Rashi would say that it means onesh Ishas Ach. And then it's on the Erev of Mitzarasa, because this has to do with the difference. So you have the type of Hutra, having a Hutra of even a theoretical Nefila. Kamash will know, it's only Hutra if there is something more than that, either a real Nefila or a Mitzah. The other place where I would tie this into what we discussed last time is, I said I wanted to find a Rishon on the sign of the Poros Yosef. Now, maybe it won't be one of the most popular Rishonim Shalachat Moshe B'chomako. Matter of fact, it'll probably be one of the Rishonim that Halacha Kamoso is in probably less Makomos than maybe any other Rishonim, for some unfair reason. But I think, and I saw this in all the modern day Achronim also, that you can prove that the Ra'ah holds like, truth is we can actually add a Ritva also, which we won't now, that the Ra'ah holds like the Poros Yosef side of the Hakira. How can I prove that the Ra'ah holds like the Poros Yosef side of the Hakira? Anyone have any idea what I mean? Right? What do I mean? How can I prove the Ra'ah holds like the Poros Yosef side of the Hakira? Okay, either you can think very well, or this is someplace in the footnotes of the everything, someplace in the footnotes of the Ritva. But the Ritva quoted the Ra'ah, so I'm sure right there he tells you, oh, this must be like the Poros Yosef side of the Hakira. Anyone? What is the Ra'ah Shita that we mentioned last time? Now we mentioned very, very briefly. Right? You had to have supersonic hearing to pick up on it. But what was the Shita of the Ra'ah?
It's to be Rishon is Mutter, it's only the second.
Ah! Tomak Sivbaka Arayos, right? Let's think about this for a second here. We'll put the Chazara from the supersonic end of last year in brown. We have, what is Toma? We learn from Arayos to Sota, right? Or from Saras Arayos. right? Tetzara sota, we're going to forget the raya for now. Most Rishonim, what do we learn? Just like our rayas v'tzarasa are what? What do most Rishonim say? What do most Rishonim say? What have we learned from our Erevada Sota through the Xer Shavav or Gilan Vilsav Tomek Sivak Arayas? What do most Rishonim hold out Sota and the Tzara?
No,
yeah, Mufka from Yibam Chalitza, right? Mufka mi Yibam Vachalitza. Mufka mi Yibam Vachalitza. That's what most Rishonim read, the Indian of Tzara Sota. Is that there? To know it's a non-start, it's no ball game, right? Totally no parsha Yibam Chalitza at all, like Arayos. Okay, we'll come back to the Raya later on. Daf Yudal. But what does the Ra'ah say? What does the Ra'ah say is the din of Sota Vitzarasa? That she's misyabemes mi da'oraisa, but gzera natu mi drabanan because she's chayve what? Chayve Lavin, right? So what did they say? Chayve Lavin, which means misyabemes min haTorah and midrabana. Remember that zera b'yirshon of shneiachu letzes velo midraisa misyabemes ochu letzes like every other girl in the world. Midrabana chuletzes velo misyabemes. Now, what did we learn in the Gzeira Shavah of Tuma from Arayos? Hold on a second. Tuma ksiv baka Arayos. In what way is the Sota like Arayos? In that she's part of Miyibam? No, she's Chayim Miyibam Midoraisa. In that she is part of Chalitza? No, she's Chayim in Chalitza, Halacha Lamaisa. In that she's a Lav? No, everyone knows that Sota's a lav, right? Ah, Sota's a lav of the husband. How do you know Sota's a lav of the brother? Okay, so there's some sort of Kal v'chomer, ba'asul l'pamutul l'nesr, ba'asul l'okol shekin. What are we learning from Arayus? What does Tumak Siv Bak-Arayus mean? I'll leave it to the Ra'ah. What does Tumak Siv Bak-Arayus mean? What way are we learning Sota from Arayus? Don't tell me we're learning Tur Yibam from Arayus, because there's no Tur Yibam. Mean the Raisa, there is Yibam. So what are we learning from Arayus? Exactly, the copy and paste. Or what did they say in the old days? Truth, in the old days, they also had copy and paste. But what about the very old days before Xeroxes, right? When if you copied something, you wouldn't have to paste it. You would just copy it where you want it. So the limit is sarasa kimosa of, you know, kares and ptur yibam. And what do we learn? We learn that Sarasa, Kimosa, of Chayve Lavim, and Chiyuv Yibam. So what are we learning through Tumak Arayus? We're not learning a Ptur Yibam for Arayus. What are we learning? We're learning Sarasa, Kimosa, Arayus. Just like Arayus, or Chayve Kares, and the Tzara's Chayve Kares. So to Sota's Chayve Lavim, this poor Tzara. What did the Tzara do? She didn't do anything wrong. Kamash, well, the Tzara's also Chayve Lavim. That's what we're learning. We're learning that she infects the Tzara and makes the Tzara have the same Isser. Sarasa, even, I would put it more sharply, the Tzara gets the Isser of the Erva, which is Kares. Likewise, the Tzara gets the Isser of the Sota, which is a Lav. So what do we see from here? See from here that Arayus is not a din of Ptur Yibam. Because then, Sota would also have to have a Ptur Yibam. No, Arayus ends up being Pater for Yibam, because once you have Karis, you're Pater from Yibam. But the din of Arayus is not a Ptur Yibam. The din of Arayus is that the Tzara gets infected and gets the same Isser at level as the Tzara. Sorry, the Tzara gets infected and is the same level Isser as the original wife. Likewise by Sota, the Tzara gets infected and is the same level Isser as the original wife. And that is the Sheet of the Ra'ah. So the Ra'ah then, L'chora, would have to hold like the Paras Yosef. Because if you held there was no Isser on Tzara's Erva, just a Ptur Yibam, then you couldn't possibly use that to explain why Tzara Sota is Chayiv Yibam, but has a Lav. But if you held no, there was Taka new Isser in Tzara's Erva. What new Isser? The copy and paste Isser. Then you can learn, Tomek Tzivar Reis, Tzara Sota also has copy and paste Isser. Now, the Tzara Sota is copy and paste this, or doesn't patra from Yibam. But who cares? That's not the main point. The main point is, that was a side effect, is the copy and paste. To use, what was that, most times, copy and paste. Okay, so, I think the Ra'at Machrof then has to hold like the Horas Yosef. So, if we were to ask, what about Sarasota? So, now, the Rov Rishonim, I don't know if that has to prove anything. They just say, Toksiv Karayas could mean through Ibam, or could mean Isrkaris Karayas. So they don't prove anything, but have to say like Rov Rishonim versus could say like the Ra'ah, right? And therefore the Ra'ah would have to, right? The other Rishonim could go either way. Why? They could say Saris Erev is a Ptur Yibam. And we learn likewise Saris Sot is a Ptur Yibam. Or they could say, no, Saris Erev is a new Isser. Likewise, Saris Erev Sota is a new Isser Karis. Not copy and paste. New Isser Karis. But the Ra'ah clearly holds like the Paras Yosef that, no, we're not talking about a Ptur Yibam. Because Sota has no Ptur Yibam. We're talking about a copy and paste. So to here, copy and paste. Okay, let's even make it. Here we put Rov Rishonim. And here we'll put the Ra'ah. Now, we didn't get into this now, because I think it's only mentioned like Mamish B'Kitzer in the Ritva here, and more at length in the Ritva later on. The Ritva says about Mamser Rishasa the same thing the Ra'ah says about Sota. The Ritva doesn't think it's Pshat and Sota, but he does think it's Pshat and Mamser Rishasa. So he says, now Mamser Rishasa, I don't even know what the Limit for Mamser Rishasa is, a Limit of Yosef and Keeper, right? Shoot the Shul Mikra. What is the word Toma talking about? Acharei Yeshua Tama? What? Masu Rushasa, right? Meaning, what do we mean by Masu Rushasa, of course, right? We don't mean a guy divorces his wife and then remarries her. That, assuming he's Yisrael or Levi, is a wonderful thing. Gevaldik, they've shown bias in the end. We mean, of course, Masu Rushasa Mishanises, right? If a guy divorces his wife, she marries someone else, then he's never allowed to marry her again. Okay, the Tama Yemitz is behind that scene, relatively obvious. So, according to Rios Ben Keeper, according to One Day in the Gemara, Tzaris Machzik Rishasa is also Usser. The Ritva says the same thing. I mean, she's Chayiv in Yibamita Raisa. She just has a lav. So the Ritva, not about Sota, the Inyan, Tzaris Machzik Rishasa, but he says the same sheet of the Ra'ah about Tzaris Machzik Rishasa. So it's even in the Ritva here, like B'Kitzer, Mamish. He says that Tzaris Machzik Rishasa is not Usser in Yibamita Raisa. She's Chayiv in Yibamita Raisa. She just have a lav of Machzik Rishasa on her. What do you mean? She's Chayiv in Yibam. Has a lav of Machzik Rishasa. Where'd she get a lav of Machzik Rishasa? Obviously from the copy and paste. So really, the Ritva holds the same sheet as the Ra'ah. He just doesn't apply to Sota. He applies it to Machzik Rishasa. Okay, exactly why you would apply it to Sota, not to Machzik Rishasa, not Sota, we'll leave for later on. But I think it's Makrach that, I think in the back, you know those whole books in the back of the Ritva? He has a whole seminar where he spends 10 pages debating whether what I said is Makrach is really Makrach or is it really not Makrach. Many Dakistic Hilukin and Rayas, Ayin Shum, if you're interested. But certainly the Pashup Shad is that it's Makrach. They're on the Ritva hold. Oh, sorry, I said obscure, but the Ritva's a little less obscure. They're on the Ritva would then hold like the Horus Yosef. So then we really have a number of Rishonim on the side of the Hakira of the Poras Yosef. I'll just chazer for a moment. But again, we'll have to get back to the Masud Rishasa part. That's why I put it in parentheses. To chazer what we said at the beginning of the year, we're not going to repeat it all, but we'll have to erase some brown. But this might affect the issue of Sara, but here we would have to be mechalik even a little more within the Derech Leporos Yosef, right? You could then say, let's just sort of summarize at this point, you know, because there are two ways to go within the Derech Leporos Yosef. What is the Isser of Saras Erva summarizing? So according to the mainstream Derech Leporos Rishonim, it's Eishes Ach Shelo Bimako Mitzvah. According to the Horas Yosef and Griz, themselves, right? It is Iser Chadash Shel Tsaras Erva. Plus, it's also Eishes Ach Shalom Mako Mitzvah, because it starts as a new Iser, and then also as Eishes Ach Shalom Mako Mitzvah. Also ends up getting Chak in the Iser Eishes Ach Shalom Mako Mitzvah. What you could theoretically say is, right, is that it's only the new Iser of, it's only the new Iser of Tsaras Erva, but going back to what's all the way on the other corner of the board, but the theoretical Mephila took away Ishisach. And not Ishisach, because the theoretical Nephila was Matir. That would be a Chiddush, to say that, not like the Barzios and Grizz themselves, they say it's a new Iser. But once it's a new Iser, it also becomes Ishisach, because Taki your project from Yibam. But maybe you could say that no, the Ishtach went away because you theoretically have a Nefila. It's only a new Isser. What would be the Nafkamina being only a new Isser? This one, when it comes to Sara, this is the Kushya of Rabbi Akiva Eger, if you remember from the beginning of the year, which is that, what's his Kasha? Every Sara is Saras Ishisach. And therefore, he says, why do you need a drasha for Tsar Sara? And he left that for Tsar Iyun. But you could say, to answer, what we said is that, no. To answer the Kusha, you could say, at least in Havamina, Eit Sara was not Eishes Ach, just Saras Erva, and Saras Erva is a lower level than Erva, right? It's not copy and paste. It's like copying a bad Xerox machine and paste. You know, so it comes out a little more fuzzy than the original, right? So that's what we said. We have to answer. Now, this is a much more machodesh derech than just, Pertz Yosef is clear. He thinks it's a new Isser, and then also becomes a Shazach. The grid is clear. It's a new Isser, not on the line I read, but in the whole piece. And then it also becomes a Shazach. And could be the other ritual would agree. But this is, in the Havmi, to answer Rabbi Eger's question, you have to be more radical and say, it's not a Shazach at all, just a new Isser. That would be very radical. And we wanted to say that this is clearly a Havamina. Well, Havamina, right? If to answer Rabbi Eger's kasha, this is a Havamina. And we wanted to say maybe it was Tosvos, right, on Beis Amud Aleph and Gimel Amud Beis, what was our diyuk? Tosos Taka thought that Saras Sota Leboel would not be Usser. Why? Isn't every Saras Sara a Saras Ishisach? So maybe Tosos thought, no! Saras Sara was not Saras Ishisach, it was just Saras Sara. And the Kamashwal and Saras is Usser only applies when it's Usher the Baal and not when it's Usher the Boel. We also thought maybe this was Tosos and not Beis Amud Aleph, who said that that even though you know Tsar Sara, you don't know Tsar Sara Sara. Why not? You know Tsar Sara because she's Tsaras Eshazah. So why don't you know Tsar Sara Sara, which is Tsaras Eshazah, and Tsar Sara Sara Sara, which is Tsaras Eshazah? No, because each time it gets Xerox and fades a little, so you might have a hobby, and eventually it fades away. The one should point out, of course, that our explanation, I'm not causing it fully because we already discussed this, that what we want to say, there's a radical sheet to read into Tosfos Beis Amud Aleph and Gimel Amud Beis, is a theory to Tosfos Gimel Amud Aleph, who held that there's no copy and pasting at all going on here, and might be a significant problem if you don't want to say that the different Tosfos are different people writing, which is a little dachuk, then you, Lechora, would have to make things much more complicated, and say that, no, really, that's the wrong way of reading close enough Beis of an Aleph and Gimel of Beis. And Ayin Sham, in the Kobot Ha'aras' formulation, the Rub's formulation also a little, you would have to say that, if you wanted to get this to shtim, that needs to match.
with Tosfot Daf Gimel and Aleph have saying, no, he didn't mean at all that there's no Isser of Eishes Ach. What he meant was that there is an Isser of Eishes Ach in term practically, but theoretically there's not a Haloshem Eishes Ach, and that's why it's not Tzoris Eishes Ach. And you'd have to make Tosfot Daf Bezim and Aleph and Gimel and Bezim and Gimel and Aleph together, very complicated. So on the one hand, they're saying the whole problem is Eishes Ach. The other hand, they're saying, no, it's not Eishes Ach at all, it's just Tzoris Erba. So what they mean is, in terms of what you're over Eishes Ach. But in terms of what the Haloshem is, it's not really Haloshem Eishes Ach. It's just an Isser of Eishes Ach, but it's really Haloshem Tzoris Erba. That gets very complicated. That ends up in your Dayak and the Rav and Rav Chanan, seems to be what they think. So if you want to, you know, unless you want to not shdim the Tosos. If you want to shdim the Tosos, that gets very complicated. Okay. But this is, I think, all the major makaros about this fundamental hakir about the nature of Tzoris Erba, which we started the Yevamos Sugyas with, and we are ending, for now, the Yevamos Sugyas with, because this is really the end of the Yevamos Sugyas until Daf Zayin Amud Beis, almost Daf Ches Amud Aleph. No, let's say Zayin Amud Beis. This is the end of the Yevamos Sugyas for four blots. And now we're getting into the Aseh Do Chalos Asa Sugyas. So obviously, there's a lot more Yevamos Lamdas, that's why we have a whole year ahead of us. But this is the end of the first Yevamos Sugyas, Beis Amud Aleph to Gimel Amud Beis. Now we get four blot of Aseh Do Chalos Asa Sugyas. And once we're starting the Aseh Do Chalos Asa Sugyas, so I'll try to start with some very, very fundamental. I tried to find a place to stick in to the Tosis here. It's a very fundamental question about Aseh Do Chalos Asa. And then we'll get into all the details of different examples over the next month. But let's at least use the few minutes we have here. Someone should change that clock after Shir. I see the clock holds like the Chilonim, apparently. But the Gemara says, right? Taima, and this the answer to this question of Taima Dekas Rechmana Aleha is going to take until Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Taima Dekas Rechmana Aleha, right? This is going in the Havmina. I need Aleha to tell me not to miyab my Achos Isha. Okay. I forgot to mention one thing. I'm not going to go back to it now, but I will just point out that if anyone wants to look on the bottom of Ches Amud Aleph, there's when you go home, look in the bottom of Ches Amud Aleph, you'll find a very, very good raya for the Poros Yosef. So if you want to beef up the Poros Yosef, just go home. Notice that it's almost Mefurish like him. It is Mefurish like him on the bottom of Ches... whatever, I'll mention it. Okay, the bottom of Ches Amud Aleph, sorry, I can't resist. The bottom of Ches Amud Aleph says the end of the seventh to last line. Umayishna erva delo tzricha kra. What's it? Erva, you don't really need a pasuk tell you not to miyabim erva. Erva is a losas of kares. You don't really need. That's the question here. You don't really need to know. It's obvious you can't do a losas yishbo kares. Obvious you can't do yibam. So renami lo tibai kravishim de ena say doch losas yishbo kares. Why do you need a leha to answer yibim the tzara? It's obvious you can't be miyabim the tzara because she's chayiv kares. What is the line that we're saying? Is it saying she's chayiv kares because you can't be miyabim her? Or you can't be miyabim her because she's chayiv kares? What is this law, Gemara Mefurish, saying? Just like Erva is chayiv kares before you come on to Yibam, so obviously you can't do Yibam. Sorry, it's chayiv kares before we discuss Yibam, so obviously you can't do Yibam. It's saying, why do you need Aleha? It's obvious that you can't be miyabim in Erva because she has kares, and I say it's not docha kares. And it's obvious you can't be miyabim in Tzara because she has kares, and I say it's not docha kares. So this line is saying, even before we come on to Yibam, Tzara's Erva has kares. What does that mean? Tzaris Erva doesn't only have kares because of Eishes Ach, Shlob Makom Mitzvah. Tzaris Erva has kares before we discuss the end of Yibam, because Litzvah is its own chiyuv of kares. So this line is a mefurish line on the end of Daf Ches Amud Aleph says explicitly, like the Poros Yosef, that the kares is going on Tzaris Erva, nothing to do with Yibam. Before we even without the word Aleha, before we think of Yibam, there's Karis for Tzaris Erva. Obviously, the Rashi and other Rishonim would have to say, oh, that's only a line in the Shaka Vatari, but we don't hold like it in the end. There is a Mefurish line in the Gemara. I mean, the Havni is the Gemara galore, like the Poros Yosef. Mefurish line that Erva's Chayiv Karis, nothing to do with Yibam, totally separate from Yibam Erva's Chayiv Karis. So it's only Yibam Karis of Tzaris Erva. The Erva infects the Tzara. Okay, so obviously the other Rishonim would say,
that, yeah, this is in the middle of a very involved shakla v'tari, and by the end, we don't hold like that line anymore. Okay, let's get back to our sukkah. Just filled it in. I apologize for forgetting it, but it was, you know, very important for the Paris Yosef. So the Gemara says, time because we want to let halav hachi avim yinach lishim jayim yabemis. Right, obviously, the whole premise of the Bryce says that I had a have a mean of being yabim achusisha. My time to mean asay dochulosase, right? The have means obviously asay dochulosase. So the Gemara has two kashas, right? We will spend until the middle of Hamad Beis answering the first kasha, and until Zayin Hamad Beis answering the second kasha. I hope. Oh, sorry, I meant the other way around. We'll spend until the Hamad Beis answering the second kasha, and then Hamad Beis, Zayin Beis answering the first kasha. So the Gemara says, "Aim to bring us to save the losasa. Losasa greed. Losasa is because me dachi. So what do you mean? Who? What's even the having of Yavam and Erva? I say it's not doch losasa is because v'su losasa greed and no dachi. And also, who even says that I say it's doch losasa at all? Then again, we'll do tell Haman Beit proving I say it's doch losasa at all. And then another tublat explaining so Tana can say it's doch losasa. What's the having of Yavam and Erva? I say it's not doch losasa is because. Okay, that's the Gemara's kasha." Tosfos here, in which Tosfos am I saying to? Dibra Maskel Taima is a very complicated Tosfos, which I hope you've been able to figure out. Lo Sasa is also a bit of a complicated Tosfos. It's actually the only Tosfos so far this year that I think is even just hard to read shot in. You're not sure what the words mean at one line. V'im Tomar, V'amai, Lo Yalfinan. The Litzchi, I mean, nowadays no such thing as a hard Tosfos because they have this, what do they call it? Havrusa? Is that what it's called? Masivta? What's it called? Masiv? You know what I mean.
It's both.
Oh, what's the difference? Which is the one that explains every word of Tosfos?
Masivta.
So they have Masivta, so no one has to be stuck in Tosfos anymore. No, Masivta is very good. They used to have different books without mentioning names that tried to like explain Tosfos, but A, I found that they didn't always explain it so well. And B, like, when you actually had a kasha in Tosfos, they didn't bother to answer that. They were just trying to, like, read Pashup Shat. But Masifta, I think, reads Pashup Shat very well and also answers kasha in Tosfos in those little footnotes at the bottom. So it's a definitely a revolution. But let's try to tackle on our own. Losasa Yishu Kosh Midach V'yim Tomer. V'amai lo yofim do lid chimi asei di'yimam doch losasa dekoreis de'esh esach. Kasha is, why don't we learn asei doch losasa from the fact that yibam is docha esh esach? Now, the Rav in his notes was indicted from this Tosfos that Tosfos says we should learn say docha losasa from Yibam docha ishasach. That proves that Tosfos holds that ishasach for Yibam is dechuya, not hutra. Because if it was hutra, then what are we going to learn from here? This is hutra. We're not going to learn hutra and everything else. So it seems like the Rav was indicted that maybe this Tosfos would hold that ishasach is only dechuya for Yibam. However, it could be that that may not be a mukhrach answer. That might not be a mukhrach proof, because in the end, what is Tosfos' answer in the end? A dalet of an aleph, the fourth line of Tosfos, so Omer Ri, time he gets the answer. To me, eshes ach lo mati lemelech bi alma delidchi asei lo sasa sheish bo karis. To shiny eshes ach, dim mitzvasa v'kach li efshar v'nyan ach v'kai mitzvah yibim. He says, we can't learn from yibim v'eshes ach that asei is docha lo sasa sheish bo karis, because the only way to do Yibam is through Eshazach. That doesn't necessarily prove any of our other cases in the world where there are other ways to do Yibam. Like, for example, it wouldn't even prove that Yibam is Docha Achos Isha. There are plenty of other ways to do Yibam without Achos Isha. 99% of Yibams are not Achos Isha. Right? So, this isn't necessarily proof. So, I think there's room to be Chokir when Omeri, what does he mean? There are two ways to read the Omeri. One way to read Omeri is that Omeri Taka Eshazach is Bechuya and could have been a good Limud Li Alma. But it's not, because you could have a pircha and say mitzvah subakach shiny. Or you could read three as saying, no. In the Havmi, my question was, Eishas Achba Yibam is Nechuya and should be a rider for Kol Tarkula, that Asei Dovel Asashi Tokaris. But my answer is that Yibam is mitzvah subakach. Anything that's mitzvah subakach and always works that way must be Hutra, not Nechuya. Come on, if it's always that way, then obviously the Torah meant to say that the Isser doesn't apply at all, that it's Hutra Lagamri. So it could be that goof of the maskan of Tosfos and re-says mitzvah subakach, he might mean dechuya but mitzvah subakach, or he might mean to be saying in an indirect way mitzvah subakach, and therefore it's probably hutra and it's not really similar to the regular cases at all, and therefore obviously we can't learn from there to anything else. So I think even though the Rav made a diuk in this Tosfos, that Tosfos holds dechuya in last year's Chakira, I think that he could be then the answer of Tosos and the Ri. You could go either way. Anyway, what does Tosos say here? V'im tomar my lo yafinu lidchi me'asei di'ibam dachil osasa dekaris de'ishas ach v'chi tema. So first v'chi, he has one answer he's going to suggest and not like, and then the Ri that we already read in advance is the answer he does like. V'chi tema da'ayinu hada amr kama anela itzir asayin l'mintesi afos isha v'memotzi me'ishas ach. And if you'll say, what's the answer to the question? The answer to the question is that the Gemara asked that question later. Later on, the Gemara says, maybe we'd have a havmin to learn afos isha v'meishas ach. What the Gemara means is, right, there are two ways. What Tosfos here is discussing is two ways of understanding what it means. Salka daita chamina teisei achos isha v'mamatzin me'ishas ach on zayinu medbeis. What does the Gemara mean when it says, salka daita chamina teisei achos isha me'ishas ach v'chulei? So one pshat which Tosfos rejects, which Tosfos doesn't like, is that we can learn ase docha losase sheyesh bo kares from eshesach. Right? That's what Tosfos rejects. Right? Tosfos says, you want me to answer my question is to say, the Gemara asked that question, Zayin Rebeis, and the Gemara answers it. But Tosfos rejects it. So says, that's not, the Gemara didn't mean the Gemara never brought up the Havmina. Rather, what was the Havmina there? No, Havmina, learn a specific din that Yibum is a doche or matir, you know, arayos. No, that was one specific thing we could learn. That one arayis is the same as all arayis are the same. So if Yibum is not the one arayis, not the all arayis, but not a general losas yesh bo kares. Okay, that's what Tosfos really thinks is pshat. In which case, the Gemara never suggests that we should learn from Yibum that say dovel losas yesh bo kares. And Tosfos has to say, why did the Gemara never suggest? And the answer is mitzvah b'kach. But how does Tosfos know the rejected pshat is false? So he says, many rayas. But number one, it's in kein hechidachia la midami hasam chadi surah hachatrei surah. The Tosfos says that what is the more answer? Kamash malan to isurim is worse than one iser. Here also, kamash one, two iser, and is worse than one iser. So I understand, if it's a specific yibum thing, we don't have any yichas doch the whole parsh of arayas. Kamash one, no, yibum is only not to one erba, not two erbas. Okay, but Tosfos says, hold on a second. If the havmi was to learn that say is doch lo sasi yishra karts, then what's the Gemara's answer? I say is doch only doch a one lav, not two lavin. Tosfos says, what do you mean? We never differentiate between one lav and two lav when it comes to asei dovel osase. Yafinami klein betzitz nafele tri yisure hechi boin lemelach. And what about the beginning? The beginning where we want to learn from klein betzitz is that you can miyav your achos isha. Anyone who's miyav the achos isha is doing two lavin. Eishes ach and achos isha. Klein betzitz is only one lav. How could the Gemara ever, in the very beginning, how could they ever have thought to learn that Havmina being the Miyavna Achos Isha from Klein B'tzitz or anything else? If you can't learn two lavs from one lav, then what were we doing the whole Gemara? So obviously you can learn two lavs from one lav. Then he has other reasons he doesn't like this shot in the Gemara. Also, they want to learn from Pesach Tomin and Mila, their Docha Shabbos, which has Kares, so to Achos Isha Shmi Yotar Yivam. Why don't they say that's one lav, this is two lavim? Right? And also, if you're going to learn Asei Docha Lo Sasa from Eishas Ach, which is where we started, why would the Gemara only get to Daf Zayin? They should have said that right away. Why would they go to Klein B'tzitz? They could have gone to Eishas Ach. And also, because then, why shouldn't we paskin that Asei is Docha one Lo Sasa Sheish Bakaris from Eishas Ach, if so? Ela korcha la kama la bechol duchli by the way of Eish Dach to go see Ela Dafka achos isha kinematic time a hove ishtri ishtri lachomer teise achos isha me achos dach lachomer teise me ishtri. Right, there was a specific thing, hove ishtri ishtri.
We just thought all arayos are mutter from Yibam, and that's why it says teisei achos isha me'ishasach, not teisei me'ishasach. Basically, in Zion Beis, we had given up on having a havnina that says docha losasi shitzah kares. We satisfy ourselves the local havnina of Yibam being docha all arayos, which even that didn't work out in the end. Now, okay, that's why Tosfos goes to Omer B. Agav orcha, what does Tosfos seem to assume here? It's a bit of a tame to me. Maybe someone could figure out why the Minchas Chinuch didn't mention this Tosfos. Is an asei doche two lavin? Is there a difference in one lav and two lavs? What does Tosfos think very clearly? Is there a difference in one lav and two lav in Dechia? No, asei is doche, one lav, two lav, all the same. Right? It's all the same, one lav, two lav. The Minchas Chinuch writes, I put the whole lashon because it's totally an agav orcha in this piece, in Shin Gimel, he says, Ukvar cholku kol achron al pnei Yeshua beitz achesem al. There's a pnei Yeshua says on beitz achesem al. But the man says all the achronim. Well, shakats the chadasei dochah. The pnei Yeshua thinks that asei could be dochah two lavim. No, everyone already argued with him. Vevi urayim ishas nozer mem chesem beiz ayin aleim. They both bring rice from nozer mem chesem beiz. Two different ways of learning nozer mem chesem beiz. But he says the maskon of the achronim that asei is not dochah two lavs. I couldn't think of an answer why Minchas Chinuch didn't mention this Tosfos, but I'll leave that to you. But we seem to have here a machlokes, right? Tosfos and the Pnei Yeshua, we don't need our Tosfos. The Pnei Yeshua and Beitza says Nasei is docha two lavs, and the Rov Achronim say Nasei is not docha two lavs. Right? That's an old-fashioned, good old halachic machlokes. Our Tosfos seems to be on the side of the Pnei Yeshua. Our Tosfos seems to be on the side of the Pnei Yeshua. Right, lo maflagina b'shum makom says we never differentiate between a single lav and a double lav. That sounds like we never differentiate between a single lav and a double lav. Okay, this is a bit of an excuse, and it's obviously going to have to wait till Thursday. But I want to be ma'ayin here. I want to use this, I'll be very honest and straightforward, as an excuse to be ma'ayin. Taka, what might be the yisod machlokes, whether asei is docha, whether two lav are different than one lav, or two lav and one lav all the same. Nachosin tosim the Yeshua Michad Gisa and the Rov Achronim Idach Gisa. So I want to say that might have to do with some other lumdas, which Mela I want to discuss anyway, which will have to wait Amir Tzashem for Thursday. Thursday is obviously going to be the last year of these man. We'll go through the rest of Makor sheet number 8, and I'll give out a very short 9. I'll actually try to be medayik to only give out a very short 9 that we can actually finish up number 8 and get to cover whatever I email out to you. I'll have to cut things on Thursday, and then after that, you know, we'll do whatever we can Thursday, and then we'll have another Tuesday ahead of us.